Time five lines after it gets wide. The line of Neima Amru Shal Musaf Kalim. Why is it so that Musaf, the Zman Musaf, is the entire day? Sharei Carbon Shal Musaf Karav Kolayam, because the carbon Musaf, the seal of Musaf corresponds to the carbon of Musaf. And Mimela, since the carbon can be brought the entire day, Mimela, the tefillah can be recited the entire day. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael disagree at Shevashos until 7 hours. Sharei Karbon Musaf Karav Leholach at Shevashos. That is a sugya to itself. He holds the Karbon Musaf can be only brought until the end of the seventh, end of the fourth hour. Wait until the end of the seventh hour. That is not our sugya here. That's a Kachem sugya. Until Mimela, the tefillah of Musaf corresponds to the tefillah of the carbon Musaf, which could only be brought until the end of the seventh hour. Now we go to Mincha. Okay, so we finish with the Zmanim of Shachris. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Is the Zman Shachris go until Chatzos, or the Zman Shachris go until the fourth hour? Now we begin the Sugya of Mincha. When is the Zman of Mincha? So we go to the Mishnah Machlokes. One time it says, it's not working, it's not loud enough. Now is it better?
Yes.
No, don't turn it. If you turn it, it's going to have, right away we have the feedback. Just turn it the way around, just make it louder.
No, a little lower.
Okay, good. No, it's good. Less fair. What about the Zman of Mincha Gedolah? What is the Zman of Mincha Gedolah? Deizuhi's Mincha Gedolah. The Gemara says, Mishesha Sumech Solomala. Mincha Gedolah is from 6 hours. Umech Solomala. That is Mincha Gedolah according to the sheet of the Tanakhama. The Zman Mincha begins Mincha Gedolah after Chatzos, because that's the earliest Zman when you can bring the Kar Tamim Shalbein Horba Mezu Mincha Ketana. What's Mincha Ketana? Which we need to know for the Shita of Yehuda. That says the Zman goes until, the Zman will come to his calculation in a moment. It's Mitesha Shosumech Solomala from 9.5 hours of Malam. The word comes to clarify the opinions now. Iboy Luhu. Rabbi Yehuda plag Mincha Kama Kama or plag Mincha Achroina Kama. Let's learn the Mishnah at this point very pashat. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Zman Mincha ends at the Zman of Mincha plag Mincha, half of Mincha. Now, that means whatever the Zman Mincha is according to the Tanakhama, we have to divide that into two parts. Where exactly are we dividing it into two parts? Are we dividing from 6.5 hours to the end of the day into two parts? Or are we dividing into two parts? Or are we dividing into two parts? When the Rav normally learns, he learns here or in there?
Huh?
When the Rav normally learns, he learns over there? So the question is, when we divide Mincha into two parts, we have Mincha, Plag Mincha, are we dividing 5.5 hours into two parts, or are we dividing 2.5 hours into two parts? In other words, what's the Zman of Mincha according to the Tanakhama? It's from 6.5 hours until the day is over, which is a grand total of 5.5 hours. Along comes Rabbi Yud, and he says that you only can daven Mincha until the end of Plag Mincha, half of Mincha. So first of all, we must first define what is Mincha before we can define what is Plag Mincha. So if Mincha means from 6.5 hours to the end of the day, so then when we say Plag, half of that, that means 9.5 hours. Nine hours and a quarter. We divide this 5.5 into two, which gives us 2 hours and 15 minutes. So 2 hours and 15 minutes later will be 9 hours and 45 minutes. So 9 hours and 45 minutes into the day, which means 2 hours and 15 minutes before the day is over, is the latest time when you can daven Mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan say you can daven Mincha until the sun sets. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the latest time you can daven Mincha is up until 9 hours and 45 minutes into the day. 2 hours and 15 minutes before the sun sets is when the Zman comes to an end. Is that the pshat? Or maybe the pshat is Plag Mincha means Mincha Ketana. We take Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, and we divide that into two parts. Each half is now 1 hour and 15 minutes, which means that you can daven Mincha up until up until an hour and 15 minutes before the day is over. At that moment in time, your Zman expires. So then the Nafkamina between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban will be 1 hour and 15 minutes, according to the second approach, where we plug Mincha, we first apply Mincha. And according to the first approach, plug referring to half of Mincha Gedoyla, the Nafkamina between the two opinions will be 2 hours and at two hours and 15 minutes. So that is our dilemma. Toshna, let's bring a raya. D'tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, plag ha-mincha acharoyne omru. It's explicit. The second until the end of the plag mincha, the second mincha. He says that your mincha means for who, which is Yud Aleph Shos, which is Yud 11 hours. Chosar Ravia, 11 hours minus a quarter, period. So it's explicit that 11 hours minus a quarter, so you have 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day to recite your mincha. I mean, of course, starting from 6.5 hours until 10 hours and 45 minutes, which means when you get to the hour and 15 minutes before the day is over, time is up. That's explicitly this Braisa, which explicitly tells us that when we start with mincha, it means mincha kitana, and we divide mincha kitana into two parts. Each part is 1 hour and 15 minutes. The first 1 hour and 15 minutes is still the zman mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that's it. Once you enter in the last period of 1 hour and 15 minutes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you've already passed the zman when you're allowed to say mincha. So it's explicit in this braisa that mincha means mincha ketana, and half of mincha ketana is already the zman when you're no longer allowed to say mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that's it. So we're in business. We now know the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Neymar. Let's say that this is a contradiction to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, he's the one that says, it says here explicitly in this braisa, that's why the Gemara brought down this whole braisa, that the tefillos were said, this braisa mentions all of the korbanos. This braisa that we started with was a toshma, where it explicitly says that all of the tefillos were established keneged the korbanos. And the braisa we mentioned Musaf was established keneged the Musaf, and Shachar is Tamish al-Shachar, and so the braisa explicitly says a kasha on the opinion of Neymar that says the time for the korbanos was corresponding to the avos. So the Gemara says no, it's not a kasha. Because Amul Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina li'olam emulach the tefillos avos teknum. The truth is, the avos established the ikar tefillos. However, yasmechinu rabban akorbanos, and this that we have a brisa that says tefillah corresponds to korban. It's just an asmachta. It's not the ikar. It's just a supplement. It's a supplement. What's the ikar and what's the tafel? The ikar is the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the tafel is the korbanos. And the rabban, when it says this price, it's just an asmachta, something else to support, but we don't really need a support. The ikar is the avos. The eloi teimahachi, because if you're not going to say this, tfilas musaf Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina mantikna. Who established tfilas musaf? Where did we find, look at Rashi, tfilas hamusafin mantikna, el al karchach rabbanas mechinu akrabanos, v'chi aynoi bimusafim loy masu tfila kinegda, amduhem v'tiknua. You have to say this. You have to say that the Rabbanon did establish the tfilos. It's not something because even if you want to say the avos, but that's not going to explain musaf. There is none of the avos established tfilas musafim. So that has to be a takana. That has to be a takana el tfilos avos tignum v'asmechin rabban akorbanos, and they just rely, they supplemented it on the korbanos. Okay, so this is the Gemara's maskana. The Rabbanim, the Machlokes, Halach L'Maisa, Machlokes, who is Misaki in the Tilois, Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, and Musaf, was Takanas Chazal, or is it all come from the Korbanos? Two different opinions, and each opinion has to some degree hold of the other opinion. Now the Gemara mentions in passing, go back to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, when is the Zman of Mincha? Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Ad Arba shows that Yitzkav Mincha until 4 hours. Ibailu. Ad v'ad b'chlal, Oidilma ad v'loyad b'chlal. when Rabbi Huda says that Shacharis can be davened until the end of the fourth hour, does that mean until the end of the third hour, but not including the fourth hour, ad v'loyad b'chlal, which would basically mean that the Zman Kriya Shema is identical to the Zman of Tefillah, or when he says that you can daven Shacharis until the fourth hour, means ad v'yad b'chlal, it means until the fifth hour. So what is the taich of hour number four? Is hour number four included in the Zman Tefillah, or is hour number four already too late to daven Shacharis? Toshma, Rabbi Huda Mes, number one, something arrived by from Shacharis. Let's define the word ad to Shacharis by defining the word ad that we have by Ma'ariv, by Mincha. Because what does it say by Mincha? Toshma, Rabbi Doimer, ad plag ha Mincha. You can daven Mincha until plag Mincha. Now what does it mean? Iyamarta bishlama ad v'loyad bichlal. And does not include ad bichlal. Hainu dika ben Rabbi Huda v'Rabbanan. Now we understand the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because if you learn that ad v'loyad bichlal, so then the Rabbanan said you can daven mincha all the way until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda says ad plaga mincha, which means you only can daven mincha until hour number 10:45. You can't daven mincha the last hour and 50 minutes, because ad v'loya, because you take mincha and you divide it into two parts. The first part you can daven, the second part you can't ad until the second half. So now we understand that we have machlokes, the difference between two opinions, between an hour and 50 minutes. And in the process of explaining this machlokes in this fashion, we now know that the word ad means ad v'loya bichlal. So the same way by mincha, ad means ad v'loya bichlal when it comes to Shacharis. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "This man Shacharis is until the fourth hour." It means ad v'loy ad the fourth hour. Elo yamar to ad v'yad bichlal. So when it comes to mincha, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can have a mincha until ad plag mincha. So what does it mean? Ad v'yad bichlal. You can have a mincha until the end of the second half. When is the end of the second half come to an end? When the sun sets. But when the sun sets is the Zman of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said that the Zman of Mincha goes until the sun sets. Elo yemar to ad v'yad bichlal Rabbi Yehuda haynu Rabbanon. So when it comes to Mincha, it's clear as day, the word ad must mean ad v'loy ad bichlal. Because if you're going to translate the word ad by mincha to mean ad v'yad bichlal, then there's no disagreement between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can have a mincha ad plaga mincha. Plag mincha means the last hour and 15 minutes. If it means ad v'yad bichlal, means you can daven mincha through the last 1 hour and 15 minutes, which means you can daven mincha until the sun sets. And the Rabbanon, they are of the opinion you can daven mincha also until the sun sets. So then there's no difference. And it cannot possibly be that there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So the fact that there must be a difference, and the only way we can make sense out of this difference by translating the word ad to mean ad v'loyad bichlal. Now when it comes to Shacharis, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven Shacharis until the fourth hour, ad sharvis, it must mean ad v'loyad bichlal, which would then mean that you can daven Shacharis until the fourth hour, the end of the third hour, which as far as we're concerned, practically speaking, there will be no difference between the Zman Kriyashma and the Zman of Tefillah. They're going to be exactly the same thing. You have to finish davening Shacharis by the time that you finish with normally finish davening Kriyashma that we're familiar with today, by the end of the third hour. And so the Gemara says back, I don't like your raya. You do, and you're not giving me a good raya because Elamai. So what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me the word ad means ad v'loy ad bichlal. Elamai ad v'loy ad bichlal. Ema seifa. You're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble when you go fight during the Braisa. The Braisa says, v'shal musafim kol hayoim. According to the Tanakhama, you could have a musaf the entire day. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shois. You only can daven musaf until the end of the seventh hour. And then the Braisa supplements this with head of the Braisa. Let's say a person has in front of him two tefillos. It's already after after Chatzais. It's already 12 and a half hours. It's already 6.5 hours. So you entered in this half. This half now. Now is a Zman, which already, according to the Rabbanon, is a Zman of, according to everyone, is a Zman of Mincha. Everyone agrees you can begin that Mincha after 6.5 hours. But it's also the last half an hour of Musaf until the seventh hour. Once you get past Chatzos, you are now in the seventh hour. Right? 12 o'clock is Chatzos. 12:01, you are now in the seventh hour. And it says here in this Brisa, so that there's you have a possible Shiloh, where a person has in front of him two tefillos to daven. He can daven either Musaf or he can daven Mincha. How do you have a Hecha Timso where you can daven Musaf and Mincha? So let's analyze it more out, and then we'll move very quickly inside. If you're going to learn that we know that according to Abihu, the Zman of Mincha, the Zman of Musaf goes until the seventh hour. If you're going to teach, Ad v'loyad b'chlal. So what does that mean practically? You can daven shachris. When does Musaf end? Musaf ends at 12 o'clock until the seventh hour. The seventh hour begins at 12:01. The seventh hour ends at 1 o'clock. So the Zman Musaf comes to an end at exactly 12 o'clock. When does the Zman Mincha begin? At 12:30. Mincha does not begin until at least 6.5 hours. So it's impossible for you ever to have a situation where you have in front of you a choice of davening Mincha and Musaf. Musaf, Mincha or Musaf. Because Mincha does not start until 12:30 and Musaf has come to an end at 12 o'clock. It's impossible. The only way it's possible is if we'll translate the word Ad to mean Ad, the Ad Bichlal. When Rabbi Yehuda says, the Zman of Musaf goes until the 7th hour, means Ad, the Ad Bichlal. When does the Zman Musaf end? It ends at 1 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, you've already passed 12:30. At 12:30, it's already the Zman Mincha. So during that last half an hour, from 12:30 until 1 o'clock, you have an option of davening either Mincha or Musaf. So the Shiloh makes sense. So the fact that the Gemara does present such a situation where you have an option of davening one or the other is an indication that when it says in the Braisa Ad, it means Ad v'Ad b'chlal. But they were going back in circles. If Ad v'Ad b'chlal, so what then is going to be the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon when it comes to Tfilas Mincha? When is the latest Zman to daven Mincha? Rabbanon say when the sun sets. Rabbi Yehuda says Ad plag Mincha. We take Mincha, we cut into two parts. You can daven until Ad, the second part. And what does Ad mean? The end of the second part. What's the end of the second part? When the sun sets. So there's no nafkamina. So we're going in a circle. So here we go. Let's go very quickly inside. So the Matanya, three lines from the top. Ten lines of Brisa. Hoy lefanu shtei tefilos. Achas shol Musaf, yachas shol Mincha. Mispalel shol Mincha. First comes Mincha. V'yachas kach shol Musaf. Why shezo tadira? V'zoi eino tadira. And we have the principle tadir v'she'eino tadir tadir kaidem. Rabbi Yehuda Amevedu says no mispalel shol Musaf yachas shol Mincha. Shezoi veres. Because this one is running out. You only have a half an hour. V'zoi eino veres. So he enters the Gemara. If you're going to tell me because it's at now hour number 7, now I'm saying you have a choice. It's impossible. Once you come to 12:30, you already half now past the Musaf. So the Gemara retorts, so what do you want to tell me? So we're going to go back in circles, because the Reisha says when it comes to the end, the Sof Zman Mincha, it says until the end. So the Reisha says that there has to be an Nafkamina, and then if you die, there's no Nafkamina. So the Gemara says, Kosh Reisha, Maika Bein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So the Gemara now gives an answer. The answer is, Viamis, when it says Ad, it means Ad, Viad, Bichlal. And the Mela, the Seifa, is very good. Ad, Viad, Bichlal. What about the Reisha? What then is going to be the Nafkamina? Mi Sovarta, the high plag mincha plag achroinu komar, plag rishainu komar, viachi komar, emos nothing plag rishainu, when the first plag leaves, the ayil plag achroinu, vichi nofke yud aleph shos chosra vi, when you enter in, when you leave, 11 hours minus 15 minutes, meaning 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day, that's already you're too late. In other words, let's go back and review. What are we doing? We're taking over here the day, the end of the day, plag mincha, from 9.5 hours until the 12 hours, and we are dividing it into two parts. When Rabbi Yehuda says, ad plag mincha, he means ad the first plag. In the hav, I mean, the wifataych, ad means until the second half. The 2.5 hours are cut into two slices, hour and 15 minutes apiece. So until now we taych, when is this man mincha? When does mincha end? When you get until the beginning of the second plaque. If you're going to taych until the beginning, it doesn't mean the beginning, it means the end. Because it says ad, and ad v'ad v'chlal. So the Gemara's answer now is in the Chanami, it doesn't mean the second here, it means the first. And ad v'ad v'chlal, it means when you go through, when you conclude, when you pass through the end of the first hour and 15 minutes, now you have come to the end of the Zman of Mincha. No longer can you daven Mincha. And now we have a major nafkamina between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabban said you can daven Mincha for another hour and 15 minutes until the sun sets. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it said it's over because you've gone through the first plag Mincha. So everything is Meyushev, Shalom Al Yisrael. The Maskan, the Gemara's Maskan is Ad, the Ad, Bichlal. And when we're referring to the case of plag mincha, we mean ad the first mincha, the first half of the mincha, not the second half. Next, Amar Rav Nachman.
Does mincha nusach work?
What?
How does the second half work?
Perfect. Because the second half, it isn't until 7 hours. The second half of the bride says that you can daven musaf until the seventh hour.
But mincha already went.
Mincha first begins at 6.5 hours. Mincha begins. That's the zman of the beginning of mincha. So then you have two tfilos in front of you. Okay, new gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Afan Amitanina. We also listen to Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Hey, Chamisha Dvarim. He testified. He said five different halachas. Number one, Shememanin es Haketana. Number one, for the five general halachas that are taught in Masechta Idyos. It is not part of Dafyomi, so you have to know this part, you have to learn this, because you're not going to learn otherwise. Unless you learn Mishnayis. We know the halacha is that a ketana, Chazal did not want a minan Torah, a father can marry off his daughter. Let's say there is no father. So Chazal did not want a girl to be hefker, so they misakin that her brother and her mother can marry her off, but it's only a marriage midrabanan. Let's say she becomes 12 years old in 6 months, and she decides that she is not happy with this marriage, she does not want to remain, she's asked, does she want to remain in this marriage, or does she want to call it quits? If she calls it quits, the marriage is annulled. It's called mayon, refusal. Mayon means to refuse. If she decides to refuse to remain with her husband, so it's as if she was never married from day one. She does not need a get, needs nothing. She was never married. Shememanes haketana, that a ketana can do mayon and she can be free from a marriage when she reached the age of 12 years and 6 months. Veshemasines haishal pi eid echad. Let's say a woman's husband disappears, and we do not know if he died, and now she may be in aguna for the rest of her life. So we have an option of if one witness comes forward and testifies that they saw that her husband is dead, that even though that's not in the Torah Eidos, special halacha, we allow her to remarry based on the testimony of one man that her husband has died. The Tarnagol Shniskal B'Yishleim Al-Sharigas HaNef Shemai Shehoya, a Tarnagol killed a person, and the Tarnagol is put to death. Misa Spezdin. Vel Yayin Shalab Ben Arboim Yoim Shinisnasach Gabi Mizbeach Yayin. The Torah says when it comes to Misach, when you pour wine in Mizbeach, it has to be Yayin Sheikha. Sheikha means an intoxicating beverage. When you pour wine in the Mizbeach, you don't pour Kenem grape juice. Okay, you don't, because Kenem grape juice has been pasteurized. they've killed the potential for the yayin to ferment. That's what happens when you pasteurize wine. When you cook it, you kill the koyach of fermentation that is inherent in the wine. But if you leave wine, natural wine, you let it sit a period of time, the natural process of fermentation begins, and it begins to sour, begins to ferment and turn into alcohol and become intoxicating. So what is, how long does one need to leave? We have to have a pour in the Mizbeach, a bottle of wine that says old age wine from the year 1900. I don't even know how, I don't know what the Gederim are of old age wine. I'm not into yayin, but what is the shear? So the halacha is 40 days. If you press yayin and you let it sit in peace for 40 days, it has fermented enough that it's called in the Torah sheichar, and you can pour it on the mizbeach. Gal yayin shalaboyim yom shmisnach on the mizbeach, that it's kosher. Gal tomit shal shachar, here is what we need for our Gemara. Gal tomit shal shachar shokar be'arba shoyos, 4 hours. The tomit shal shachar is offered not later than 4 hours into the day. You know, you don't bring the carbon till shachar in 9, you don't bring it. You don't bring it. You don't bring the tamid shalshachar until chatzos. And meila, since tefillah was established kineged the tamid shalshachar, and the tamid shalshachar cannot, the tamid shalshachar does not go more than tamid shalshachar. The tamid shalshachar is not offered more than 4 hours into the day. You may not daven more than 4 hours. Then what's the raya? The tamid shalshachar shakar bi'ad. The raya. The real, what the Gemara really wants here is, doesn't say the word ad. In this braisa, it doesn't play games. If you say ad dalit shois, then you give me a lamdin. What's meant ad? Ad bechlal, ad vloy bechlal. So when it says 4, it really means 3, because ad. Over here, it doesn't say, it says, Yatom shachar shakar shakarav bi arba shois. That it's offered in the 4th hour. So we see from this braisa that the Talmud Shachar is offered in the 4th hour. Mimela, when it says elsewhere, ad dalet shois, mimela means ad vi ad bichlal. Shma mina.
Why is it in the deal that it could have said bi, and here since we said ad, we don't mean ad?
Say it again?
Just like here it said the arba shois.
Yeah.
So since we said ad,
but that's vague. When, if we only had a price that says ad, then you have two different interpretations. It can mean ad b'chlal, ad loy b'chlal. But in this price, it's clear as day. It's defining the clock. Be arba shos.
I understand that. Oh, but over there we're saying ad. We could have said did.
For whatever reason, we didn't say ad.
And since we said ad, it doesn't mean did.
No, but that's not. There are different expressions. There it said ad. Ad is vague. Got into trouble. We had to clarify. But here it's explicit bi. So bi means in the 4th hour. Now we know that when it says dal, it means ad. It means ad v'ad b'chlal. Okay, let's go weiter. Shema mina. Amar Avkahana. Avkahana says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Real halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Hoyel utam b'chil chavasoi pasna k'Rabbi Yehuda. Dman tefila of mincha. And the demand of the Talmud is until the 4th hour, including the 4th hour, but not up until the 5th hour. It's taught the Bechirta means an idios. Idios means the chosen one. Because in idios, all of those halachos were chosen, they were tested, they were clarified by the Talmud and Chachamim, and it was they voted upon them, and everything there is baduk u'menuse, period. Okay. By the Sima Shas, the last one to speak was the Sans Klezenberg. He did the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, and he spoke. He was the last one, so I think it must be probably his father. I assume it's his father. I don't know the yichus of all. You must know all these things a lot better. Is that many years ago in Eretz Yisrael he went. The Hasidim, the very makbet to daven, and I have to tell you, after Shkia. They daven after Shkia, and they daven, because first of all, we hold up the Rabbanon, and the Zman Tfil goes to Erev, and they go with the Shita, Rabbeinu Tam, they go that Erev means Tzeis. So you mamish daven until mamish the very end, doesn't mean after sunset, right? That's, isn't that? Get it down before the Shkia. Okay.
What's the
second down after Shkia? After Shkia. Get it down before the Makbid? To finish the whole tefillah before Shkia?
No.
What?
Next Shkia.
Mamish, really? Okay, I didn't know that. Very interesting. Okay, so well, but what? The ger, yeah, but what? The Polish are marked. Yeah, I don't know if okay. All right, so it seems that sans klizn whatever, but the all chassidim v'chal, I think, are makbet tav mincha late, right? They don't tav mincha gedoyla. This is not beninsa. Right? Bills they takadu. I did see in bills in Eretz Yisrael they takadu daven. They daven early. Is that true? I think there are a lot of minhag mincha early minhag mincha. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Whatever it is, but there are chlali daven late. So he was once by the kever of Yehuda bar Eloi. Rabbi Eloi is Rabbi Yehuda here, who holds that Zman Mincha is Ad, Zman Mincha is Plag Mincha. Right? Zman Mincha is Ad Plag Mincha. So he's by his kever, and Eretz Yisrael Meiroin. Rabbi Eloi is buried in Meiroin, his kever is there. And he is the Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah over here that says Zman Mincha goes until Plag Mincha. And he dave Mincha. After. And he had big time Charata. Because he realized after he left, how could it be that we daven mincha at the kever of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, and he holds that you now let daven mincha pass plag mincha? So even though it's not, we don't go like this. Minhag Olam is we follow halacha going to the Rabbanan, but at least by the kever Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, you shouldn't insult him and do lahachis kenegedis halacha. It bothered him to no end that he made this mistake. So years later, I think 15 years later, after this ma'aseh happened, he came back there with a minyan, and he davened. Shmam Efrayim, the only time he ever davened before Plag Mincha, he davened. He came there to daven before Plag Mincha to make it up, to show the sensitivity that I made a mistake. I davened by your kever, but after Plag Mincha, and he was a shatz also. He davened with a shatz with a minyan before Plag Mincha by the kever of Yehuda, not the chas v'shalom. To be poigim in the cover of Yehuda that holds the zman tzilas mincha. What?
With tachnun
is stam yeah. Because the only reason why you don't say tachnun is already going to the night. So once you go into the night, so it's zman of din. You don't want to be compounded in with din. But l'chayra, if the chassidim, those who daven late, would daven early for whatever reason, they wouldn't have an excuse not to say tachnun.
L'chayra. It's only here in America.
Maybe what? Okay, let's go back. Next, so four hours. Man, now going to the moon. It says that when the sun would get hot, the moon would melt. When did the moon melt? The arbashos. In other words, you couldn't be lazy. Can you imagine people get up late? They don't care about davening. When it comes to the moon, if it came to the parnasa, the moon was only there until the end of the fourth hour. Once the fourth hour was over, that's it. There's no more moon. The moon melted. The gemara's at oimer be'arbashos. So ein ela b'sheishos. Maybe when it says that the sun was hot and it melted, was at chatzos. So the gemara answers kishrim. When the pasuk says kichoyim hayoyim, when it says elsewhere, it says kichoyim hayoyim by Avram Avinu. He was waiting for the malachim, and it says there the whole part vayir elav Hashem bilim mamrei v'yoshev pesachoyel kichoyim hayoyim. And there, when it says kichoyim hayoyim, it means chatzos. Now the gemara in a few moments is going to show there's a chilek between the expression kichoyim hayoyim and the chama shemesh.
What's the connection with kichoyim hayoyim and that field?
Oh, so we're going to see. Okay, like one thing at a time. We're going to see in a moment. Harei sheish shows kishoyim. When it says in the pasuk kichoyim hayoyim, harei sheish shows. So omor hamani mekayim v'cham. Let's turn on a second. Hamani mekayim. So what then will I be mekayim v'cham Hashemesh v'nomos? What then will I mekayim the pasuk v'cham Hashemesh v'nomos? But I wish to know there's a difference in expression between choyim hayoyim and v'cham Hashemesh. And the Gemara is going to explain the chilek in a few moments. Now mani. Now here comes the Gemara's kasha. Who is the tan of this halacha? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabban. I Rabbi Yehuda ad arbashos namit safra havai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, over here it says that when did this, I didn't explain it correctly, when did the mon melt? It melted at the beginning of the fourth hour. which means at the end of the third hour, but when the fourth hour began, in other words, the moment that Zman Kriyashma came to an end, that's when the mon already began to melt. And right away the mon melted.
How do you see it?
Oh, so the Gemara is moving because it says, all it says in the pasuk is V'cham HaShemesh V'nomos. When? The Gemara, the second white line. B'arba shos. It began to melt at the beginning of the fourth hour.
You said before the
B'arba
means in.
No, that's when it comes to the tomit. When it comes to the Talmud, it says you're allowed to bring the Talmud bi'arba shos. You've already entered into the fourth hour and you're still bringing the Talmud.
Here
it's the beginning of the fourth hour. You've entered the fourth hour. You've entered the fourth hour, and in the fourth hour, the mon is melting. Now, there's one more piece to the puzzle. Because it says in the pasuk, Vayilketu oso baboker baboker. They collected the mon in the boker. Now, if when is the boker? So the Gemara once said the boker is the same period of time that Yid Makar of the Tomei Shel Shachar. Tomei Shel Shachar is the Mekeves Echot HaSeva Boker, Vias Akeves HaShanit HaSeva Bein Har Boim. So when Yid Makar of the Tomei Shel Boker, Akeves Echot HaSeva Boker, what was the Gemara's Maskana? Until the end of the fourth hour. Tomei Shel Bein Shel Shachar Makri Vino Soy Bi Arba Shos. When do they collect them on? Vayil Kitu also baboiker baboiker, every single boiker. So when were they still collecting them on? According to the Torah, they will still collect them until the very end of the fourth hour. But the other pasuk go here, it says that the mon already began to melt in the beginning of the fourth hour. The process of melting took place during the fourth hour. If the process of melting took place during the fourth hour, they were no longer able to collect it during the fourth hour. They had to finish collecting the mon by the end of the third hour. So therefore, we got over here a very big problem.
Why can't we say it was soft?
They were collected at soft. That's not matter. Pasht is when they collected b'shleimusa. Now when it began to melt. So the more now we want to know, Mani, who is the author of this halacha? They until the end of the fourth hour, it's called safra, and therefore vayil tosav baboyker baboyker. So that means it should not begin to melt until the beginning of the fifth hour. According to Rabbanon Chatzois, Boiker Akeves Echot HaSeva, Boiker goes until Chatzois. So she will collect the building until Chatzois. So the Gemara gives an answer. Boiker same, Rabbi Yehuda, Boiker same, Rabbanon Iba, Yisem, Rabbi Yehuda, Adkel Amakra, Boiker, Boiker, Kol the Shnei Bukar. One is Rabbanon, that's part of the Drasha. It says Boiker twice. Vayil Kitu Oisoy, Boiker, Boiker. Boiker is until Chatzois. What's Chatzois? 6 hours. Cut Chatzois into two halves. Boiker, Boiker. 3 hours. So you can collect till the end of the third hour. The beginning of the fourth hour already began to melt. Another Rabbi Huda, hi Boiker, you say. Rabbi Huda says, don't dive into it. It just means go back 1 hour. If you have only one pasuk Boiker, that means until the beginning of the fifth hour. But now that we have an extra word Boiker, that takes us back 1 hour. Period. Now the Gemara says, now, but let's tie up some loose ends. We mentioned in passing that the Kulial, everyone agrees, everyone agrees that the Mitzias was the mon began to melt in the beginning of the fifth hour. My mashma, how do you know that? All it says, V'chama Shemesh, the Gemara ends, V'chama Shemesh, V'namos, Ezun Shosh, it says, the sun begins to be, only the drash is, the Shemesh is Cham. And the implication is that where there is no shemesh, shade, it's not chan. So in other words, when you're in the fifth hour, it's hot. Where is it hot? It's hot in the sunlight, and it's hot in the shade. But in the fourth hour, it's still close enough to the night, where the only place where you'll feel uncomfortable is when you're in direct contact with the sun. But under the shade, under a tree, there it's cool. So the Metzias says the last part of the day where it's only Cham under the Shemesh, but not Cham under the Tzel, is the fourth hour. When you get to the fifth hour, it's Cham all over. The heat is so intense, the heat spreads even to the area that's underneath the shade. you need air conditioning. It's not good enough to go outdoors under the shade. Tefillas HaMincha Arayim, Tefillas HaMincha goes to the evening. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak HaSam. Amar Rav Kahana, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. We learn when it comes to Shachris, we already get paskin in Masechta Idyos until Shachris, until the fourth hour. Hoyil Tam, B'Bechit HaVosek, it says in Masechta Idyos. Hachamai, what's Allah when it comes to Mincha? When is this man Mincha? Hachamai. Let's see, this man mincha goes until like Abida plag mincha, because look at the oilam. The oilam makes an early Shabbos. They make an early Shabbos when they daven ma'ariv, and this again lachal ma'isa tarte desasri. Which oilam is not everyone. Tarte desasri. If you davening ma'ariv, that means you can't daven mincha. You can't have it both ways. So if you're davening Ma'ariv the last hour and 15 minutes before sunset, it means, I'm now davening Ma'ariv, it means the Zman Mincha is over. The Zman Mincha is over means that Zman Mincha is until Plag Mincha, like Rabbi Yehuda. So from the fact that we see that Talmidei Chacham, they would daven, make an early Shabbos, and daven Ma'ariv the last hour and 15 minutes of the day, is an indication that Zman Mincha is over, because you can't daven Mincha Ma'ariv this during the same Zman period. So why they pass like Rabbi Yehuda? They didn't make early Shabbos. They made a late Shabbos. Shmami, no, obviously you can't make an early Shabbos. No such thing, because it's Zman Mincha. It's still Zman Mincha. Shmami, no, in Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So, hash, loyit mar, halacha, loy kemar, loy kemar. Since there's no halacha, David kemar, Ravid, Udiyavid kemar, Ravat. Do whatever you want. It's a free country. Do whatever you want. You can do a davin. So do whatever you want. Just don't do tarte de sasre. Or someone take this Gemara, David Kemarov. You can do both. You can do during the same Zman. You can talk and make believe that it's both Zman Mincha and Marat.
The answer they give, yeah, is because you can get a minion.
You can't get a minion.
So maybe
Shtam Yechidus. Okay, they are hitting. Mina Yisrael Torah, there's a famous set of son, Mina Yisrael Torah. He has a whole Mahalach, Malam Tzchus.
And the other
Mahalach and why it's Mutter.
The other question is, it's Tyson
Shabbos. But it's still Mincha, but you've davened already Mincha.
The week, we're talking about Erev Shabbos only.
Yeah, but so what? But if you daven Mincha during the Zman, so you have established that this is the Zman of Mincha. Well, you've made a statement. How can you now reverse yourself more and more later? Okay, right. Now you have a mice. Rav Ikla Lebe Geneva. Rav visited the city called Geneva. I'm sorry, Lebe Geneva. It was the name of a person. But Sali Hidavin early Shabbos. All Shabbos. Sali Hidavin Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Some Matzli Halimatz Rabbi Yumi Bar Abba Lachorid Ravin. Rabbi Yumi Bar Abba, who was a Talmid, Hidavin behind Rav, and three things. And the same Rav finished the Shmoneh Esrei. Voi Paskel Tzalosa Rabbi Yirmiya, and he did not walk in front. He did not walk in front of his Talmud Rabbi Yirmiya, because we know the halacha. You're not allowed to walk in front of a person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Shmamina Tlas. Three things. Shmamina, then we have a Raya, must follow them, Shal Shabbos, we have Shabbos. Number one, look what's going on over there. Then we have a Raya, they can make an early Shabbos. In other words, that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That a Talmud can daven behind, it's not disrespectful for the Talmud to daven behind the Rebbe. Shmami, no. Also, Lava connected with someone. Exactly, the Rebbe did not want to walk in front of his Talmud. He did not take his three steps back, because by taking the three steps back, he would enter into the Dalamas of his Talmud. He's not allowed to walk in front of a person who davens. Messiah,
the
Rebbe, Yeshua,
and Levi. The Talmud was behind the
Rebbe. Right, the Talmud was behind.
Behind.
And so the Rebbe did not want to take the three steps back, because he would come in the Dalamas of his Talmud. So Murray says, Araya, Messiah, the Bishop of Levi, the Bishop of Levi, also Lava, looking at the Mespal, you know, from the Mespal, Pinny, Pinna, the walk from the Mespal. Ain't they really, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalfe, they did walk in front of people who were davening Shmoneh Esrei. The more answers, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chutz li Arba Amos, Havi, who the Chalfe. When they walked, if someone was davening, they did not walk directly in front of someone who was davening. They walked more than Dal Amos away from the person they were davening. Rabbi Marsakash, Rabbi Yirmiya, Hechiyav, and how can Rabbi Yirmiya do this? How can Rabbi Yirmiya go and daven behind his Rebbe, but it's disrespectful? The Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Marav, the Oilam Al Yisfal, other person now walk, loy, loy, but Kneged Rabbi, Veloy Achori Rabbi. A person should not daven, loy, Kneged Rabbi, not in front of his Rebbe. because that is disrespectful, not by the side, v'loyachid, not behind his Rebbe. The title in the Braiser, a person that davens behind his Rebbe, or v'hanoisein shalom l'rabbi, you don't say Rabbi, you say a regular person, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem, and you don't add the extra word Rebbe, Rabbi Umari, that's the Rebbe is what, your friend? Well, the amachzir shalom l'rabbi, the Rebbe says shalom aleichem, and you respond aleichem shalom, and you don't respond aleichem shalom Rabbi Umari, v'achodek al yeshivas shal rabbi, you make your own yeshiva. Right, you're learning in yeshiva, you decide I'm just as good as a Rebbe, and you make your own yeshiva. Breakaway minion. A breakaway yeshiva. Ve'ever davar shoshama mipi rabbi, you make up stories. The Rebbe never said this. They do this all today. This is mamash ma'asim. You go and you mold your Rebbe into your image. Right? The famous Rabbanim and Gedolei Yisrael have been molded into the image of their Talmidim. Garim l'shin shenestalek mi Yisrael. So what do we see over here? Yinala dam b'chayim. Over here, Rabbi Yirmi Barabbi, he davened behind his Rebbe. That's disrespectful. Shain Rabbi Yirmi Barabbi, the Talmud Chover, he was not stam a Talmud, he was a Talmud Chover. He was like a higher madrega. He was almost like a colleague of his Rebbe, not just stam a Talmud. The Hainu Dom Dukamalei Rabbi Yirmi Barabbi, Rabbi Rabbi Bodal, for example, he once asked his Rebbe davened Ma'ariv early, made an early Shabbos, and he said, Rebbe, did you stop doing Malacha? If you daven Shabbos early, the sun is still out, it's an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you now do Malacha. I'm like, yes, Bedilna, yes, I stopped. I made an early Shabbos, and I'm not doing Malacha. V'loy Amar, he should have been more respectful. He should have, did not say, Mi Badil Mar. He should have said, did Mar stop doing Malacha? So therefore, the fact that he did not say Mar, he doesn't mean Bodhul Mar, it's a Raya that he was a Talmud Chaver. Now, Derech Agav, I think there's another thing in the Gemara, and it says three Rayas. What about there's a fourth Raya, that the Talmud davened a longer Shemona Esher than the Rebbe. Right? The Rebbe, the Talmud was still davening. Isn't that a Shaila? That's a very interesting Shaila. Discussed. Is you go to Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva, you daven longer davening, is that a Pegima in the Kavod of the Rosh Hashiva or of the Rav to daven longer Shemona Esrei than the Rav? You wait for the Rav. That means the Rav, he's the Iker. So over here in this story, the Talmud davening, the Gemara does not say there was any issue with the Talmud davening longer than the Rosh Hashiva, but it's not even a Rebbe because the Talmud Chover, so it's not a Raya to regular Rebbe. Now the Gemara side kasha mi'bad, the Gemara kasha mi'bad, you have to really stop doing Malacha. You have to stop doing Malacha when Shabbos, if you daven Ma'ariv early. Just because you daven Ma'ariv early, does that mean you're not allowed to do Malacha? Maybe Chayim L'chud V'Halachim, you can daven Ma'ariv early, and you can say Atah Kedashta, but you can do Malacha until the sun sets. Mi Badal. V'yam Rabbi Bar-Oven, Pa Machas Montam Espal, Rabbi Shal Shabbos, Ve'er Shabbos, V'nichnas L'merchas, he went to the Beit House, he daven Ma'ariv, can you imagine, he davens Ma'ariv, davens Atah Kedashta, and he goes to the Merchats. The Merchats, Malachas Dereis, you're washing, Sikh, all these different things. The shuttle on Perik, and it gave us a shear. V'adayin le'choshko, it's not yet dark, so you see, you can do Malachim Kam Shabbos. On the Rava, who did Nichnas Lazia. That night, so was where he went into the base of Kisa, he went into the base of Merchats Lazia to take a shvitz. He did not do any Malacha. Oh, but you're asking, but there's a takon in Masech the Shabbos that you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse on Shabbos for a shvitz because you might come to take a towel and press the towel and might start to wash yourself as a gzera. The Koydim Gzera Havai, that was a Maisa before they made this enactment, so there was nothing wrong. He did not be mistaken. Once you Makabal Shabbos, you daven Ma'ariv, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And this Maisa where it seems that he did Malacha, that's going in a unique situation. No Malacha was done, and even though there was a Gzera, it was before the Gzera what he did. Any really, Vabaya Sholel Rav Dordim, Rav Dibara Alabar Liyore Lichavure Saleh. He allowed him, he davened Ma'ariv, and he allowed him to dry clean clothing. The way were dry clean baskets. They would take these baskets, l'chavusali means baskets, in the baskets were clothing, and they would burn gophris, certain types of sulfur, and by causing smoke to come in contact with the garments, in the basket it would whiten, it would cleanse. It was a certain type of cleansing process, libun, for the garments in these baskets. And this clearly is a malacha deraisa. This is esh, this is havara. And it's libun. Libun is also malacha deraisa. Well, you're not a malacha deraisa, but you're doing things which are asr. And how do you learn this on Shabbos? The Gemara says, "Ahuta usa havai." That was a mistake. And that night, the only reason why was when he was makabel Shabbos. It was a Kabbalah, and the only reason why they makabel Shabbos is because there was an eclipse. There was a solar eclipse, or it was a very cloudy day, an extremely unusual cloudy day, and they really thought that it was dark. And then after the makabel Shabbos, look at that, the sun comes out. So the only reason why they daven Maariv was because they were mistaken. They thought that Shabbos had begun. Had they known, they would never have daven Maariv so early. So in that situation only are you allowed to do melacha. The Gemara says, "Otusu mihadra." Really, just because you make a mistake, you're allowed to have charata. But it was a ma'is of Omar Avidim, and Avidim said, "Pamach one time, Niskashu Shmaim Avim." The clouds got very cloudy. Kisrim Ham. The people thought, "Loimash Chashechahu." It's dark. V'nichnus lebeis haknesses lispalu shol mitzoy Shabbos b'Shabbos. It was mitzoy Shabbos, and they dive in Ma'ariv, and then in lispalu Avim v'chazor v'zor chachama. Ubov v'sholu eshob. They ask, "Do we have to dive Ma'ariv again?" V'yamon yitzchoyel v'spalu spalu. You don't have to dive. So the Gemara wants to say it's totally zeb zeb. Since mitzvah Shabbos, you don't need to have Marv Nochamol, even though it was a mistake. So too, when it comes to Friday night, when it's a mistake, once the mistake is done, it's done. It's already a done deal. It's too late. It's already Shabbos. So the Gemara differentiates between a Yochid and a Tzibur. If a Yochid makes the mistake, Lohoy Dram Yolam. So just do the Dav Marv again. You did not use the Kabbalah, the Tos. You can do Malacha. But when a Tzibur is Makabal, the mistake, then the Tzibur must adhere to their mistake and they must continue to maintain whatever they were Makabal. Shiny Tzibur, the Loy Metarchin, we don't trouble them to repeat the Shmon Esrei. And Melan, that's the Chil between these two cases. Next, Gemara, Omar, Rabbi Chibar, Avin. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Rav made an early Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshaya Matzli Shal Mitzoy Shabbos, Shabbos, he made Davin Marv early. You can Davin Mitzoy Shabbos also early. People have to go, you know, people have to go to the airport, Mitzoy Shabbos, on a very tight schedule, they can Davin Marv early. They can Davin, they're not down with the meat anyway. They need Davin early, they can Davin, they have whatever, Tzorich, they can Davin Marv after Shkia. After Shkia, you can already Davin Marv, you can even make Havdalah. You can make Havdalah, you can't use Eish and Besamim, but you can make Borei, you can be Mavdil al Hayayin, and that counts that when it becomes Seis, automatically you already made Havdalah. Rav, so when Rav Yishon Matzim B'shol Mitzvah Shabbos B'Shabbos, Rav Tzali B'shol Shabbos B'Shabbos, Oymer in the morning as a Shaila, can you make Kiddush early? Can you make an early Shabbos? But can you even call and make Kiddush before the sun sets? Oymer Kiddush HaLakoyis, or Eidol Oymer Kiddush HaLakoyis, Tashma, yes. Diyam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mispal Odom B'shol Shabbos B'Shabbos, V'Oymer Kiddush HaLakoyis, V'Hilchus HaChavos, say, we pass it like that. Rav Yishaya Masih Shol Mitzvah Shabbos B'Shabbos, the more Shaila, can you make Havdalah? Oymer Havdalah Kois, Oy Eilei Havdalah Kois, Tashma, Dem Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Amispal Odom Shol Mitzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos, Yimispal Mitzoy Shabbos, Oymer Havdalah Ala Kois. I once heard from an Atzola member that he was told that if he goes on a call Mitzoy Shabbos, now Mitzoy Shabbos during Shalosh Shuras time, after Shkia he should say, Baruch Amalim in Kodesh Lechol. Because it's not clear when it's Tzitzak HaKavim, and no matter what, there's no, it doesn't, even if it's not yet, there's no harm in already being Mavdil, you already triggered the Havdalah, so it's less of a zilzil in Kedusha Shabbos. If you say Havdalah, you say it in when you go on a call, even though, of course, there's no issue because he's going on Tzolos and Fashos. I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Lozer, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Tzad, I'm Udzeh, Mai Shehoya, opposite this pillar. I'm telling you, can make an early Shabbos. No, don't make any mistake about it. You can dive in Ma'ariv early. Kiyos Ula Amar said you made two mistakes about the story. Number one, Bitsat Tamrahava. There was no pillar. There was a palm tree. That's number one. It wasn't by a pillar. Number two, you got your names mistaken. Number three, a third mistake you made. It wasn't they made an early Shabbos. He made an early Mitzvah Shabbos. Ella shall Mitzvah Shabbos for Shabbos Hava. Tzilas, what? Okay, more than say that.
Both of them were there, I guess.
Okay, let's go by it. Tzilas Avos in Lo Keva. Tzilas Mavos. What does it mean? There's no Keva. What's meant us? Mayan Lo Keva. Ilu Ilu Modi Boy Matzli Kol Leil. If you want, you can down the entire night. Listen to Tzilas Avos Kol Leil. That would be a more accurate, a more precise way to say you can down the night. Ella Mayan Lo Keva. Kimando Omar Tzilas Avos for Shus. it's a nice way of saying that you're not mechuyif to daven ma'ariv. Then Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Tilos Arvitz Rabbi Gamliel Emer Chavira. This begins, this triggers the nice, a famous story which goes into the next staff Rabbi Gamliel in a seas of Rabbi Gamliel of Yeshua. For ma'ariv, the big, this is the popular, this heavy duty story. Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Tilos Arvitz Rabbi Gamliel Emer Chavira. Rabbi Yeshua Emer Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus. Amar Abai Halacha. Kedivya Mechayve. V'rova Ma'az. You see this kapasin Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Kedivya Emer Rishus. That's very important. Halacha l'maisa, tilas arvis is a reshus, but don't make a mistake and think that means that you don't have to dive a marif. We will mekabel, Klal Yisrael was mekabel as a minog and as an obligation to dive in marif. So it's somewhere in between. Our choiva b'zman hazeh to daven ma'ariv, our minog and minog, this that we daven b'zman hazeh ma'ariv at night, it's not the same darga as shachris and mincha. Shachris and mincha is a choiva. Ma'ariv is a reshus. But just because it's a reshus, it's not to be taken literally that, oh, if I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to daven ma'ariv. Klal Yisrael was mekabel this reshus upon themselves that they must do it. But just because you must do it does not bring it up to the darg of being called chavel. My naftimina could be naftimina in the schar. Godul mitzuv ve'oitzeh nimi she'ene mitzuv ve'oitzeh. The schar you receive for davening shachris and minchas is a greater schar because you're mitzuv ve'oitzeh. Tilas ma'av you're not mitzuv, but you can't get away with it. You can't just say you will makabel. Klal Yisrael was makabel to do it, but just because we're makabel to do it, that does not bring us up to the darg of what Chazal instituted that it should be a chavel. So it's somewhere in the middle.
There should be an
out
for
no tashlum. No tashlum for ma'ariv. No, because there is a shita.
It's not the same.
Yeah, what do you want to say? Yeah, then you're potter. Aha, so you're okay. You have to do it, right? So the different dargas, different says over here. Shiny, halu v'spalo, halach Rabbi Yomi Rishus, lav dafka Rishus, ella could preach us la'el, v'lechei nikra Rishus, levadl avur mitzvah cheres v'veres. Okay, so what I'm saying is that only when you get this, then there's another, you have another mitzvah, it's v'veres, so that mitzvah, that mitzvah, shkoyach. That mitzvah is the same on dargo. Okay, let's go, we have another minute, until the Rav comes in. So let's just start. Let's start. Can you turn back on? What?
Keep the exact time.
What?
9 o'clock.
When the Rav comes in, turn up on. My son, betamid echad shabbat l'fin Rabbi Yishuv, shabbat l'fin Rabbi Yishuv. We'll just start. Have to do it again tomorrow. He came for Rabbi Yishuv. Amalei zilos ha'am v'shus ha'chayv. Yes, mishal. Knew what's the lach? Is it reshus or chayva? Amalei reshus. He told him it's a reshus. Ball of Rabbi Gamliel Amalei tefilas ha'avas reshus. So he went there. Rabbi Yishuv said it's a reshus. Then he went to the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the son of Rabbi Shimon. He was one of the Asar Yemalchus. Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon was Zokain. Then there was Rabbi Gamliel Hazokain. Then there was Rabbi Shimon. He was the Nasi. And then there was Rabbi Gamliel, who was named after his grandfather, the son of the previous Nasi, who was killed from the Asar Yemalchus. And he told him Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So yes, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Chayva. Amalei Chayva. Oh. This is machlekes between the Nasi and Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei, so this Talmud said, yeah, but you should know this guy over here in the Beis Medrash, you know, he disagrees with you. He disagrees with the Nasi. That was not exactly a very pleasant thing for him to hear. Amalei v'halo Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei v'shus. Really? I have a rebel in my midst. I have here a troublemaker. So Amalei, hamtin, wait until you come to Balei Tresin, wait until the Balei Tresin, the shield holders. This means the Talmidei Chacham, they come in the Beis HaMedrash, kishnichnas l'Balei Tresin, Amalei Amar v'shol ha'shol, so ask your question again in public. Amar v'shol t'lo sarvis v'shus, chayva, Amalei v'liel, chayva, Amalei v'liel, chayva, Amalei said, Lachan, klum yesh, adem shachalik, b'dav ha'zez, anyone disagrees? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Lav, No, Rabbi Yeshua, he lied. He lied, he said, no one disagrees. If you, the Nasi, say that it's a chayva, I'm not going to disagree. And then we're going to see this, and it's not true. You told me, I heard that you do disagree. We'll see tomorrow.